Well, as a Democratic race heats up for the White House, one theme that is emerging is taxation and taxation of the rich. To get a sense of kind of where the different candidates stand, we welcome Laura Davison. She's a congressional tax reporter for Bloomberg News, joining us in the Bloomberg 99.1 studio in Washington, D.C. Laura, thanks so much for joining us. Give us, if you would, kind of a summary of where some of the candidates are in terms of taxation going forward.
Yeah, so there's really quite a range. They're all promoting sort of the same ideas, higher taxes on the wealthy, higher taxes on corporations. But really the difference is the magnitude of how much they want to raise those levies. So kind of at the bottom level, you have Amy Klobuchar, Mike Bloomberg, Joe Biden. They're proposing, you know, some modest increases to the corporate tax rate, and as well as some levies that would hit higher earners, but they haven't gone as far as like a wealth tax, for example. On the other end, you have Sanders, shortly followed by Warren, and then Buttigieg, kind of lagging there in third place of sort of the biggest tax increases you'd see. What they're proposing is really sort of is massive compared to other presidential tax plans we've seen in years past. They're looking at tens of trillions of dollars. You know, just for comparison, and Hillary Clinton in 2016 proposed about a $1.5 trillion tax plan. So there's big differences in sort of what the more moderate lane is doing and what the progressive lane is proposing.
Laura, let's drill into two particular proposals, because there are two individuals on that stage tonight that are going to be really front and center. And that is Bernie Sanders, because he is emerging as the bona fide front runner of this race, and Michael Bloomberg, majority owner and founder of Bloomberg LP, which owns this radio station and the news segment. This is going to be the first debate that he is going to participate in, and so a lot of eyes on him, and he's representing the more moderate branch of the Democratic Party. Can you give us a sense on sort of the scale and what their proposals actually are?
Yeah, so just looking at corporate taxes, for example, there's some new numbers out on that. So that's a kind of a small piece to look at. Bernie Sanders, for example, is looking at proposing higher corporate taxes of about almost $4 trillion over a decade. So he's looking at raising the corporate rate back to 35%, which is where it was before the Trump tax law, and as well as getting rid of some depreciation benefits that kind of help corporations lower their tax rate. So that would be a huge increase in the other direction. Mike Bloomberg is also talking about raising corporate tax rates, but going to about 28%, which is, you know, lower than it had been, but kind of a number that Obama had championed for many years. That would be only about a $1.3 trillion increase over a decade. And that 28 number you see come up a lot. That's also Joe Biden's been talking about that. Amy Klobuchar has the lowest number in the field at 25%, which is actually something, a number that Republicans had talked about when they were planning their tax reform a couple years ago.
So, Laura, one of the big issues that really came to the forefront in 2016 was income inequality. How do these tax plans impact that, if at all?
So it really depends on kind of the specific provision and kind of how you look at them all in total as well. But this is an issue that you hear, that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have talked about specifically. But across the board, all plans would tax the rich a lot more. Income inequality and wealth inequality are sort of two different issues. Income inequality is a lot easier to tackle. You can do that by, you know, raising the capital gains rate, which nearly every candidate has proposed to do, tax that the same as labor income, raising income rates on high earners. Doing things like a financial transaction tax, which Mike Bloomberg said yesterday he would support. And that's been something that Sanders and Warren and Buttigieg and other candidates have been talking about for a while. Wealth inequality is a little bit trickier because that's on accumulated wealth, and our tax system as it stands right now doesn't tax wealth. It just taxes income, essentially. So the wealth tax that Warren and Sanders have been talking about would do more to alleviate wealth inequality, but there's a lot of questions about, one, is that politically viable, and two, is it even constitutional?
Is anyone talking about rolling back some of the salt tax deductions?
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering, because there's been a theory this is disproportionately hit coastal states that have traditionally voted for Democratic candidates. However, the salt tax deduction, the state and local tax deduction, really does tend to favor wealthier individuals, so it's not politically necessarily going to support the Democratic case. Has there been any way in there by the Democratic candidates?
You have really just touched on sort of the hot button issue among kind of Democratic tax thinkers right now. And so really the movement on salt has been on Capitol Hill. Democrats on the campaign trail have not been talking that, partly because it is such a state-specific issue. Some of those states haven't even come up yet in the primaries, as well as it's a politically difficult thing, because if you live in Florida or Iowa or Kansas or any of these states that have either no income taxes or very low rates, this isn't important to you, but if you're in Connecticut or New York or California, this is. So what Democrats on the Hill say is they believe that if a Democrat were to come into the White House, if they were to take back the Senate and have control, SALT would be on the table, but that Democrats on the campaign trail are just really too scared to talk about it right now.
So, Laura, what's the argument today, the contemporary argument for not raising taxes?
The contemporary argument for not raising taxes?
Yeah.
Well, so that's sort of kind of the traditional trickle-down kind of idea that Republicans have championed for a long, long time. Though I've been talking to some Republicans, and they've been saying, and you see this with Trump talking about a middle-income tax cut, is that they're really concerned to talk about lowering rates for top earners and for corporations. You know, the Republicans used to talk for a long time about lowering that top rate, which now sits at 37% for individuals, down to something in the 20s. That's really off the table. They're not going there. You see kind of both the window of what both parties are kind of talking about has shifted to the left, of course, for the Democrats, but also some for the Republicans.
Laura, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate your thoughts there. Laura Davison, congressional tax reporter for Bloomberg News, joining us from the Bloomberg 99.1 studio in Washington, D.C. And, of course, taxation is going to be one of the key themes, I suspect, that we're going to hear a lot about tonight at the debates.
Well, there also is the bifurcation in the Democratic Party. You've got Bernie Sanders emerging very much as a front runner, consolidating some of the support that previously had been split with Elizabeth Warren. And it's really going to be him very much in the forefront, and Michael Bloomberg coming into the first debate again, founder and majority owner of Bloomberg LP. It's just going to be really interesting to see where the focus is. Is it on what plans there are to further the U.S. economy and sort of, with health care, et cetera, or is it going to be on beating President Trump? And those are sort of some of the two narratives that have been dominant throughout the entire race.